people of Earth, this is Maddie and Anthony's World. Please go to our channel on Audio Boom on iTunes, like and subscribe, and leave a review. We like reviews. Give me the nice comments, and Anthony, you can say whatever you want. I mean, whatever.
What's that?
This is Maddie and Anthony's World, and we are so excited today because we have...
I'm being tested for ADHD. Do you think I have it?
Well, it's quit interrupting the intro. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's what people with ADHD do.
Well, you can control. Good God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Maddie and Anthony's World, and we are ecstatic to have the Robin's
Trims.
That's
Anthony talking? The Robin's
Just
Trims?
Just let me try, right, sorry, Maddie, sorry. Please.
All right.
Now, you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm trying to get a dynamic, and you're messing up my dynamic.
What are you talking about?
Do you think if there's a host of some other show, the guy who's like, and now, do you think he gets interrupted all the time during that process?
I just thought it was our bit.
It's not a bit when it messes with someone's emotions in their game. Messes with my emotions. We're messing with.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay?
All right.
I've never heard an announcer being interrupted as much as I am.
You're a little testy this morning.
Well, you know what? Professionalism is key. And if you're...
I think you need some lemonade.
Why? Life hands you lemon? Oh, that's hilarious. The guy who does Saturday Night Live, does he go, Saturday Night Live, and there's some guy in the corner saying, what's going on? Do you think I have ADHD? While he's doing it?
He might.
No, he does not, because, you know, that's not how the world works.
Maddie and Anthony, the greatest friends that could ever be. Maddie and Anthony's World, they're great. It's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to the world that you've always wanted to see. You're entering the Maddie and Anthony. See, I can't do it now. That interruption has affected who I am and how I announce. It's just really affecting
me. Is this some PTSD type stuff?
I don't know. I was in a groove, and now I can't be in a groove. Let's try it one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even want to say boys and girls, because I think that's stupid. What boy and girl is going to be listening to this? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Maddie and Anthony's World. We are so excited. We are over the moon to have these Canadian twins coming in, the Robbins twins. They are from a series of unfortunate events with Maddie, and they are just adorable, and we're very excited to have them in. But first, let's take a moment to check in with the hosts of the most, Maddie and Anthony, and talk about their world.
It was great. I thought you did well. Yeah, I heard your stomach rattle.
That was actually yours, no question.
No, it was not.
Why do you always say I have a stomach rattle? Why do you always interrupt in my... I have never had an afternoon beer before today. This is my first afternoon beer.
Is this true?
Yeah, I've never had one in the afternoon. It's a white ale. I will not say the brand. It rhymes with Snate Karcher. And it's a white ale. And I'm going to take my first afternoon beer sip that I've ever taken.
Could you do it a little louder, though? I don't think we heard it.
They can take my word for it. All right, so what's going on, Maddie? You have had a week, and you were in Chicago and visiting your family. How was that?
Great. I went to my niece's high school graduation, but unfortunately, I stayed at the Holiday Inn in Skokie. And you're very familiar with Chicago, yes?
I lived in Chicago probably about 7 years.
So, yeah, I was in Chicago. I stayed in this inn. And it's more like a bed bug inn.
Oh,
they had bed bugs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I woke up the second night and I had these big red welts all over my feet. And I had socks on too. So they like bit me through the socks.
I have actually heard that for some reason they're drawn to that area. I have no idea why that is.
I think because your feet are warm or something. I was so upset. I woke up upset and I went and I told my parents. They were staying at my sister's house. I immediately told them that I'm checking out. I got to get out of here.
Right.
And I went down to the front desk and I said to the person working there, I was like, I'm checking out. I found bed bugs.
Ugh,
I want my money
disgusting.
Back. And they're like, oh, let me bring up the manager. just wait a second.
Ugh, you probably felt them crawling on you.
Yeah, I was frustrated. And then finally the manager came down, didn't apologize.
Do you think it was a little bit of, you have long hair, you thought you were like some punk or something?
Maybe.
You, like, think he would have treated you differently if you had like a suit on?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. He was like, I'm going to go check the room. I was like, what do you mean check the room? He's like, check for bugs. And I'm like, are you a bug expert? I got pretty heated.
So what was
his
response?
He went and go checked, and I had to wait for him. I heard him over the walkie-talkie, and he said negative. He just said negative, like there was no bugs. And then he came back, and he's like, yeah, there are no bugs.
Ugh.
And I was like, you're not a bug expert. He was like, no, we're not giving your money back. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to write a bad review. And he's like, you probably got the bed bugs from somewhere else. I'm like, no.
Right.
I haven't slept anywhere else.
Right.
He was like, you're trying to blackmail us. You're trying to blackmail us. And I was like, blackmail you? I'm like a customer, and I came to this hotel because I thought you would treat me better, you know? I didn't cry.
Something no. I did want to ask you is, what kind of lunatic sleeps with socks on all night? What are you doing? Do you have cold feet?
I do.
Socks on your feet?
Yeah.
Don't you get too hot?
I get cold. If I don't have socks on, I wake up cold or I'll get sick.
Does this make me nauseous? I feel nauseous. Whoa. Socks.
Why?
Socks. Well, don't your feet need to breathe every once in a while?
I take them off when I get home and whatnot.
So you walk around barefooted?
Yeah.
A lot, or is it mostly socks?
I mostly wear socks.
You got to air these feet out.
Okay.
You don't let them be free? Air your dogs out? What's once in a while? How often a day are your feet breathing? Honest to God breathing. No sock.
My God, I think you're right.
Is that true?
I think I wear my socks quite a bit.
So you woke up this morning. You had socks on.
Yeah.
Walk
I took
around.
A shower.
After the shower, how fast?
Pretty fast.
Where's the breathe? Where's the airing out? Where's the freedom?
That's a really good point. I think you changed my life just now.
I think you give yourself.
But my feet get so cold, buddy.
Well, you need to get your feet breathing. No socks. I'm stressed. Coaching Zane's soccer team is not easy.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, I'm...
I went to a game, by the way, and I thought you did great.
So, Zane, my four-year-old son, is in a soccer league with three and four-year-olds. I showed up to one game. The head coach approached me and saw something in me.
He knighted you?
She
knighted you?
She saw something in me and said, what do you think about being my assistant? I thought, all right, that sounds cool. I'm here anyway. That was the first game we've done about eight. She has yet to return. She didn't. That was it. I am now the head coach of the team. We're called Broccoli Dinosaur.
So that must be the handoff. Once you're getting sick of it, you can ask me or someone else, would you like to be my assistant?
Oh, my God. I did ask you to be my assistant, and you kind of backpedaled. What happened there? You wouldn't do it.
What do you mean? Yeah, I did.
I was like, will you be my assistant? Then you went back and sat down and enjoyed.
Well, I thought you meant during the warm-up. I didn't know. I didn't know during the whole game.
Yeah, but so she asked me to be the assistant. I said yes. She never showed up.
What do you even do?
We're just kind of making sure that they pay attention. I would say more times than even actual play is kids stopping and trying to pick dandelions for their parents. They all of a sudden just stop and start picking up dandelions. And I'm like, let's get to the game. You got to score.
Oh, yeah. I remember somewhere in the game, someone said, don't pick up flowers this time.
They all pick up flowers in the middle. They just stop and they're picking flowers. Or they will just leave. It's really weird because you also get, at even this age, the critical parents. I'm witnessing critical parents towards my coaching, critical parents coming at me.
Oh, yeah. They get intense,
this
man.
Is something.
It's like wrestling,
it's
how heated they get.
It's ridiculous. You know why it's ridiculous? Because they know that I am a dad of Zane. They know that this woman didn't show up. And now that I have been given this torch... They come at I burped a little bit. They come at me to complain, we need more structure, we need more this, we need more that. And I'm like, I ain't no expert. In fact, I don't know one thing about soccer. I don't know one position except for goalie. Just one dad specifically, he plays soccer once a week, this guy. Instead of stepping up and helping me coach, maybe even be the coach. I am not opposed to this guy being the coach, but it's just like, maybe they should. You know what? Maybe you should. And he suggested a few things, Maddie, that gets me a little cuckoo.
Riled up.
Well, he'll say, let's get the kids earlier. Let's bring them in. The game starts at 10 o'clock. Let's bring them in at 9:30. All right. Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll practice beforehand, get them going, get their blood flowing. I show up 9:15. They don't show up till 10:05. The game's already starting. Why? Why
that's
be critical?
Ridiculous.
And then they, oh, sorry, I'm late. You know what? Sorry, I'm early. Sorry, I stepped up. And then when Zane, who's just a four-year-old, very young, when he gets kind of a temper tantrum thing going on, which he does, gets upset. He doesn't like when another kid on his team scores. He gets really,
I know, I noticed that.
He's like, I didn't score. He wants to do all the scoring. But he also doesn't always understand which goal to go towards. So he'll get the ball and he'll start running and try to score on the opposing teams. You know, he keeps on scoring.
I think he's just overstimulated.
This is my main phrase since I've been a coach. Other way! Other way! Other way! No, 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 turn around! Turn around! Other way! No more flowers! No more flowers! Let's play! Flowers later! Other way! Don't kick! Don't grab the ball with your hands! No, 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 no! You're gonna kick your hands! No, 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 no! The thing I was bringing up with Zane, sometimes I'm there alone, the only one there, and if he has a temper tantrum, this is something out of the depths of hell in some ways, because I have to tend to my child, who I want to console and help and maybe scold, because sometimes he was really putting a mockery of me one of these games. I'm going to tell you, Maddie, he grabbed the ball, throw me the ball. I'm coach and referee. He grabs the ball and then whips it to the other side, like way far away from me.
Jeez,
and laughs.
No respect.
Like a psychopath.
No
so then
respect.
I run and grab it because you don't want to freak out and be like, you don't do that. You don't do that. You can't say that because, you
they're
know,
four and
there's a bunch of
fun.
Kids around.
Yeah.
But he knew. He knew what the
he
heck
knew.
He was doing. So I come back. He's laughing. Then I say, don't do that. I, under my breath, I'm going to take away all your cars. No more Hot Wheels for you. Not for a week. You want to mess with me? I'll mess back.
Why is that a thing that parents do? Because I remember my parents doing that, too.
He loves these cars, so you have to show him that if daddy's his coach and he keeps throwing the ball over daddy's head, so daddy has to run back, and then daddy has to look at the parent who has been judging him, and then daddy has to look at that parent, and that parent's clearly judging him. He doesn't even have control of his child. So what, you try to have control? No Hot Wheels. No Hot Wheels.
Wouldn't that be crazy if you're in a relationship and you're in a marriage or something and you say, like, no drums for a week or no
I think any relationship.
No sports.
I would say.
No sports for a week.
But, Maddie, this happens.
That happens in relationships?
I'm sure.
Well, they say
no drums.
They get upset at you.
If somebody's drumming in the house, they're going to find any way. Especially if they're learning drums at a later age, like yourself, Maddie is learning drums. If you're in the house pounding on drums like a four-year-old, they're going to tell you to stop. So a real nightmare of this whole ordeal is if Zane's acting naughty.
Yeah.
One time he ran off the field towards a rock and he's pouting because another kid on his team scored. He's mad, pouting. So I can't be like, that's your teammate. You got to be friends. You got to be happy for your teammate.
Yeah.
Because I also have 10 other 3 to 4 year olds that I'm maintaining and having to coach.
That's why you need an assistant.
And I'm going to make soccer dad, the actual guy who plays soccer, he's going to be my assistant this game.
Oh, good, good.
You know, one good thing I got from all this, there's a picture out there now of me as the head coach of a 3 and 4 year old soccer team, and it's a very official picture.
It is, and you got to frame it.
I am standing with my hands to my back. I decided to wear a coach jacket, and I am so pleased that there is a picture out of me out there in existence now. I felt like $1 million. I just think it's really funny that I coached a team.
It's amazing.
Yeah. In Chicago, did I see that your sister owns a bike shop? That's cool.
Yeah. My brother-in-law owns a bicycle shop. If you're ever in Chicago in Evanston. He owns a bike shop. It's called Velo Smith. It's very cool if you need a bicycle.
Willow Smith?
Velo Smith.
Oh, I thought you said Will Smith's daughter.
No.
Is no, that her daughter's name, Willow?
I think so.
Is that really?
I don't know.
Will you look it up? If his daughter's name Willow, then he just named his daughter Will. Only he had to add an O on there. So Will O Smith instead of Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
If it's Will O, I bet it is. Is it Will O Smith?
It is, yes.
He's got a daughter he named Will O?
Yeah. He's an American singer, songwriter, actress, and dancer.
Named after her father for the life of me. I didn't realize that her name is actually Will Smith. It's Will Smith with an O in there.
With O-W.
Will Smith. Will O Smith. He named his daughter after him. That is something else. I don't know how cool it is. Is it cool?
It is cool.
If I name my daughter Anthony O. DeVries, I think it'd be weird. I'm just saying.
That is weird, yeah.
Will O. Smith. This is something. Oh, I bet everyone in the world saw this. Still drinking that beer, by the way, and it is getting warm. Greg Buckman's here. I did not
you
know
crying,
you're here.
Greg?
Greg looks like he's crying. Are you okay? What's going on, buddy?
6 minutes.
I feel bad I missed the soccer.
Well, there's one more game on Saturday. Greg is having problems with the headphones.
He's never seen
my head is too big.
Yeah. He's getting conceited.
Don't break them, buddy.
I know. These are expensive. They're like $5. I'm kidding. They're really expensive.
He's got his headphones right over his hair.
Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing. I feel really bad I missed the soccer game.
But
what else is going on?
What's going on with you?
Corner kick, goal kick. I was a soccer player.
How's your afternoon? What's going on?
Everything's amazing. I'm here with you guys.
What's new?
I'm really, really happy.
What's new, bud?
Going to be doing a big comedy festival.
Wow.
I'm going to be on KLOS Sunday.
Are you serious?
With Frasier Smith.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So wow. The Frasier from the TV show, Frasier.
No. Frasier Smith's the number one L.A. disc jockey.
But it was Seattle, but now he's here now.
No. Frasier Smith has always been in L.A.
I thought he was in Seattle for a long time, wasn't he, Maddie?
No.
I don't know.
Maybe.
He does the radio advice in Seattle.
No. Frasier interviews
in
the Dodgers every night.
Oh,
he's interviewed Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
The Stones.
Is he with Lilith or divorced? Or?
Well, I think he's single.
Okay. What's going on with Lilith?
Who's Lilla? Frasier Smith.
Yeah. Frasier.
Yeah, Frasier. What else is going on in your life, buddy?
Yeah, how are you?
Well,
tell us what's going on, man. How are you? What's new?
Oh, I'm excellent. I miss you.
I miss you so much. What's going on with you? What's up with you, man?
Nothing much.
What's going on with you?
I've got the comedy show coming up. Like I said, rehearsing and practicing.
When
and
is
stuff
that,
like
Greg?
That.
When is that?
That is, I'd have to look at my phone. I'm not sure what show I'm going to take yet. They offered me 3. It goes for 3 days. So
sweet.
I want to be on the night Frasier's on.
When are you going to be on Frasier?
Sunday.
Is that still on NBC or is that a different?
No, it's 95.5 KLOS, the rock station. It's huge.
Okay. Well, what's up? What's new?
The comedy show.
That's not new. You just mentioned
it. I know. I'm trying to find out what's new. I've got new shoes on.
Let me see.
I'm not wearing my socks today.
But what's going on with you?
I was trying to pull.
No, you guys didn't want a funny story today. You wanted me to be serious.
I was trying to pull something from you, dude, and you really, you know, anyway.
Right, it hurt, too.
Hey, are you okay, Greg? Are you upset?
Greg is wearing nice shorts, shirt, and walking away.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how's it going? Hi, Joycey please. And Jackie Robbins. My best friend, Anthony DeVries, is here.
It's so nice to hear both of your voices. I'm a big fan, and I've actually heard you're born in Minnesota, which is my home state, so that makes me feel closer to you already. I was born in Minneapolis.
What part of Minnesota?
Minneapolis area, and I know you're from...
We were born in Rochester.
The Mayo Clinic?
Yeah, Hold the Mayo Clinic. We were born at the Mayo Clinic.
Hold the Mayo. That's
St. Mary's Hospital.
That's right.
Wow. That's one of the most famous hospitals ever.
We're a grand experiment.
Joyce says that we're the original Minnesota twins. No, we're not.
We'd like to be.
So how are y'all doing?
It's been a really great ride with the series, and we've been delighted that Joyce and I were honored to be chosen as two of the wonderful core cast working with Maddie and our other wonderful friends.
It's been a complete bucket list moment for us. You know, Anthony and Maddie were not only actresses, we're educators. We took a huge risk in the audition process for A Series of Unfortunate Events with no regret, because my sister and I are competitive as well as collaborative. So when we audition, we usually audition at the same time with the other usual suspects.
Just like Maddie and myself.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yes, you know what I mean. So
we've all gone through that process. With no regrets in the risk we took, but for this series, we decided that we felt that it deserved two rather than one voice in the audition, and they bought our vision. So we showed them a vision of two, and they accepted that vision. And this is why we became part of the show. But that's when we met some remarkable people like Maddie and others. And
this is a complete team effort. We are nothing without the team.
Nothing without the team.
There's no I in team.
Maddie.
I've heard.
We're getting noticed a little bit, but we always reference it with the fact that we are absolutely nothing without the entire.
That's awesome. I actually have a couple questions for you, because I've heard you say this
ahead,
a lot.
Maddie.
No, this is Anthony, but you can call me Maddie.
Yes,
no problem. One of the questions is, you like to say there's no I in team, correct?
Yeah,
I've heard you guys
correct.
Say, and that's awesome. What are some things that have an I in them?
Well, I'll tell you what has an I in them. Even though there is no I in team, we bring individuality.
No, I mean like words. Twins, T-W-I-N-S.
Oh.
Twins.
We're so happy to have you.
The ironic thing is twins are two, but there's an I in twins.
But also in that word is the word win.
That's correct.
What
if
is
you're
it?
A twin, you're already a winner.
That's so
twin,
cool.
It's a twin-twin situation.
I have a question for you, too. Have you always kind of talked at a similar time? It's so adorable. I love it.
Yes, we have. I think it's, I really do believe it's part of the fascination and the mystique of being a multiple.
Yeah.
I think it's also an energy saver where we can help each other by finishing unconsciously. We finish each other's sentences.
Oh, my God. I'm with you guys, too. Is this weird? I'm here.
We didn't ask this question.
Are you a twin?
Are you a twin?
In? Oh, my God. I think I am. I am not a twin, but
no.
I feel close to you guys because we are technically born in the same state.
We are emotionally connected.
Acted.
So, Anthony, you have to tell me who you are.
I am one of Maddie's great friends. We're collaborators.
Yes, yes.
I like to interview people. I like to meet awesome people such as yourselves. Do you have a song you could sing really quick? I know you're beautiful singers.
We would love that.
One, two, three. Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never have to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, I wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing can come between us. Many men apply to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man. You go, girl. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man.
That was amazing.
That was beautiful. Has a man ever come between you two? Have you ever both had feelings?
We've been identical twins for 14 years.
Wow.
What was that like?
Yeah,
that's amazing. And, you know, they just celebrated a very significant birthday. We never married the gentleman, but they are still our very, very best friends, and we know their families and their wives.
We're never obtrusive into their families, their wives, their pets, their children, but we still have remained very, very good friends with them all. It was platonic.
Yes.
Oh, that's not good for dating. Platonic dating is never good.
Well, you know,
ladies, can I ask you, though, if you don't mind? So you said 14 years. Did you break up with these two at the same time?
What happened was, I think we're always going to remain friends, but we never crossed over to the intimacy line.
Yeah.
And I think we could see that they had their passions to go, perhaps, to go into a marriageable state.
And you were just friends.
We just didn't. They never asked us, and we thought we would love to have careers, and we didn't want to settle down then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the boys probably later on wanted to, and we thought that would compromise our opportunity. We all
ended
we
amicably.
We left the dating aspect very amicably,
yes.
But we have never lost the friendship
no.
aspect.
That's
there was
good.
No, there were no regrets that we didn't marry. We get older, our friendship only grows stronger. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This is very funny. We used to all four of us go into a restaurant.
And people
would
say,
oh, look, twins. And all four of us would go, where? You know, because it was funny that we never went without the other. It was
yes.
always a group of four.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now I
and
need to know.
We always felt comfortable with them because
yeah.
we shared sort of almost like
a twin bond. Anthony,
this is Joycey talking.
Yeah.
I think I learned more about being a twin and being a multiple from the dynamics of these boys, how
mm-hmm.
they got along with each other. And Jackie can say the same thing.
Yeah.
What
did you
went
see the
wrong?
Three Identical Strangers.
You have to see Three Identical Strangers.
Oh,
oh okay. I'm going to see that.
Is that a movie or is that
it's
just
a very compelling and disturbing show?
Let me
okay.
ask
so
you.
The bond of multiples is strong. Yeah.
Do you, the two of you live together in a home?
Yes, we do. We
yes.
try.
How do you? How does that go about? Tell me a day to day.
Jackie and I always say that we are roommates. We're roommates, and we'll end up being two mates. So right now we're the roommate part, and it's doing okay.
Okay.
We're doing fine.
Do you guys share a bedroom, or do you have separate bedrooms?
We have separate
bedrooms,
of course.
We live in a condo.
We live in a condo, so we have a common living room and a common kitchen.
Separate bedrooms.
The separate bedrooms. With separate.
I don't
bedrooms.
Think anything's common about you two, and that's for sure. You guys are the
wonderful.
Best. I'm just so fascinated
so ahead,
with you guys.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
When you're sleeping, do you both snore, or do you have similar patterns
yeah,
like this?
I think we snore. Maybe it's good that we sleep in separate bedrooms because one is not affected by the other.
Yeah.
You have to wake up and saying you're snoring. But when we rest in a chair here and we fall off.
One chair,
snoring,
the
one
two of you? We
say to the other.
We have power naps through
yeah.
the day.
And
I
we're
do.
We're snoring. We're like
yeah.
little piggies. Oh, sure.
So you wake up and then for breakfast, do we do different breakfasts or do we kind of
yeah,
do the same
we do.
Thing?
We cook out of convenience. Sometimes we'll cook for each other. In most cases, although we might have very similar tastes, we will prepare our own meals.
But our tastes are extremely similar.
Yeah.
We both like the same kinds of
yeah.
food. We really do.
But we don't delegate labor so that maybe this day and that day she makes it and then I will make. No, we just go into the fridge and help ourselves to whatever we find.
I love you too. Could you give us
yeah.
that sisters one more so just the first verse? I love that. I was enamored.
Just the first verse.
Okay, here we go. A one, a two. Oh, one, two, three. Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Perfect. I just, that's it.
Have to have chaperone. No, sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her.
I love
Mary.
It. Yeah.
We love that song. We think it's so cool to our temperament.
It represents us.
That's awesome. It
what
totally
else represents
does.
You
thank
to you, Canada?
So, I want to ask you, what was your first gig in the film industry?
Oh, this is a great
I
story.
Know that
we're educators as well
mm-hmm.
as actresses. We're 43 years in the industry,
yeah?
In 1976, we lived in Alberta, which is the province next door, and that is a cowboy culture. Our very first movie, we answered, pardon the pun,
a cattle call
for Buffalo Bill and the Indian, directed by Robert Altman and starring
Paul
Newman and Geraldine Chaplin and others. Famous actors of the
and
day.
Burt Lancaster.
And we were in the audience. I mean, we're one of 2,000 people who were background. And I guess an assistant to Robert Altman saw
came
something.
To us on the second day. And
yes.
he says, ladies, Mr. Altman loves what you're doing.
We didn't know what we were doing.
And I said, you know, we are one of 2,000
people.
How could he signify us? And he said, well, Mr. Altman always believed that everyone who was background was equally as important
as
the leader.
Yeah.
And he really loved that you ladies got into it, and you were really taking a really good, interesting part in the film.
And Robert
and we knew we were in the right place at that time.
And if you know Robert Altman's direction,
yes.
he seems very free-form.
Yes.
He really lets the actors go to it. So he looks for, rather than direct them, he looks for the intimacy and performance.
Mm-hmm.
And
then he'll bring you back if he thinks it's too much.
But obviously he must have seen something, and we knew from there
that we were in the right career.
And many people didn't want to stick around because the process of background and filmmaking is long for the camera setups.
But we
knew from
it.
The beginning that we loved the process, and we learned virtually everything we need to know
or need to know now.
We ask
on camera.
We're curious. And you know us, we're very shy.
We do it from just the learning experience.
Exactly.
And my sister and I said we're going to quit this industry when we get it right,
and we hope we never get it right.
Being as shy as you two are, that must have been hard to, like, open up. You guys have a similar energy, too, which I really enjoy about you, too.
And I think, you know, that's a bane and a boon.
Yes.
When we work together, it's a remarkable sort of umbilical cord between us.
But when we audition, we try to
go to separate corners.
Yeah, although, because we look so much alike, and that's a brilliant question. We want to present to the director a different vision
and individuality if we can.
So many of them think that we're disembodied heads. We look so alike. But we go to separate rooms when we audition, unless we're supposed to audition together. And we try in our own way to create a different vision or our own creative choices.
We make our own individual
choices.
But then we always prepare another process. We always prepare to make our director see how it would look if he wanted to cast.
Well, and you have a scene partner. You're always with each other, right?
Yes, that's correct. Have a scene partner.
Here's an interesting.
We have a leading partner. Absolutely.
What is the longest?
You know, that's a good question. Yeah.
What is the longest period of time been separated from each other?
Oh, that's an excellent question.
I would say about 3 months.
3 months.
How are you feeling during that 3 months?
Separated.
Were you having the time of your life, or were you like, I miss my sister?
Well, first of all, we were separated by way of physical space.
Yes.
But I think distance makes the heart grow fonder, so we were always wondering what the other one was doing.
And we have a bit of telepathy.
Yes.
So I miss the telepathic connection we had, because we have often thought the same thoughts.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can even call each other telepathically.
I was called to an audition, and it was out of town, and I kind of knew where my sister was. So I yelled and yelled and yelled from the house, and Jackie heard it.
I heard it.
Was she far?
No,
about 4 miles away.
We were in different places in our town, in Calgary, which is a big city.
Wow.
And one of us was shopping, and the other one was at home, and we got a call for a commercial out of town in Banff, which is beautiful Banff, Alberta. And so I figured, I think I had an idea where my sister was, and I phoned her, and I said, hi, is my sister there? The lady said, yeah, how did you know? I said, well, it's the way we are. And then I yelled at her. I yelled, I says, Jackie.
I could hear her in my brain.
Yeah.
So distinct.
And she says, did you call? I said, yeah, now I'm calling you on the phone. Let's get out of here. We got an audition.
Wow.
We can't explain it, Anthony. We really can't. I think it's just a gift that we've been given.
I love it.
We screw up as well.
I bet you do. Yeah, well, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Yeah, we do. We screw
up
a lot.
Yeah, everyone on the earth. Right.
Human beings argue. And
we all mess up.
So,
and that's what makes us.
I bet with the two of you arguing, you can't get a word in edgewise. That's right. That's what I think. Holy. Who's listening to who? Holy smokes.
Speaking of getting a word in edgewise, you did a music video, correct?
We did Life is a Highway with Tom Cochran.
Do you know Tom Cochran?
Tom Cochran
created a great movie, a video called Life is a Highway, and then it was covered by Rascal Flatts.
Yeah.
Can you sing that song for us? Can you give us a little of that song?
Yeah, give us a little chorus of that song.
Life is a highway. I'm going to ride it all night long.
If you want to see
that's amazing.
Google it. It's called Life is a Highway. It's a great video.
See, Life is a Highway / Tom Cochran, and it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
What did you guys do in the video?
Well, we were like
Amish women.
Almost ultra Amish women standing beside a very,
very old church.
But we're quite, you can see us quite distinctly in that.
The beauty of that video was Tom is very philanthropic, and he did work for World Vision. For him, life was a highway. So he wrote the song about his energy and people he meets along the way. It's very quirky, and you'll see a beautiful, beautiful backdrop of Alberta, the Badlands.
Awesome.
And then we're standing like we're a close cultural community group of women beside a church. We're quite striking. We're wearing black, almost black religious wardrobe against a beautiful old falling down white church.
I'm excited to see this.
And by the way, if you want to see more of us like online, we've done two short films that you might be interested in, and they're still online. One is called Chloe and Atty, which is like a silent film, and the other one is called Nina Minerva.
And you'll see
you might want to slow down with that second one, ladies. I do not know what you said. I just heard blah.
Nina Minerva. So it's M-I-N-A
I've seen that.
Dot.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's a great short.
You've seen it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Very serious.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And I wanted to ask something.
You know,
so
go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
That short, you did another short film I see here on your credits called Bed Bugs, a musical love story.
Yeah,
oh, my. What is that?
It's a musical about bed bugs.
It's a musical about bed bugs.
Does it take place at a Holiday Inn in Skokie?
Yeah. I had a situation with bed bugs.
Mine was the Hotel California in Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Maddie had a situation with bed bugs in the Holiday Inn in Skokie. And, boy, that'd be something if you guys wrote a musical.
They're vicious little guys. Oh, they're vicious.
Yeah.
Well, this was about bed bugs in Quebec. And the composer and writer are husband and wife. And they said, let's make a musical about it. And it's a great little musical.
Charming little short film.
Can you sing a song from this? Just a little bit of it, of course.
No, that one I can't because we were acting
more than we were singing
the song. It was more the lead who was singing the song.
Yeah.
About a lover who was gluten-free and was absolutely a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
a gluten-free
is hilarious.
Lover is, how is that?
A gluten-free lover who was a pain in the ass.
There's nothing worse than a gluten-free lover who's
a
pain in the ass.
I take it you aren't gluten-free.
I'm telling you, I would have shot myself. Yeah.
I got a question for you.
You don't want the gluten-free.
Can you explain to me, I kind of want to know how you're fascinating me right now. What?
Oh, well, thank you.
You know what? I think it's wonderful, too. May we just say that you inspire us, too.
Yeah.
Well, this is Anthony.
Yeah.
I hope you're not talking to me because I am not very inspiring.
Yes, you are.
Well,
you
thank
are.
You so
everybody
much, ladies.
Everybody has a story.
I don't have a story is my problem.
You do.
Well, I just want to know, how do you decorate your house? What do we got on the walls?
Oh,
and
that's great.
Give maybe a play-by-play.
Early gymnasium.
J.C. Penney.
It's J.C. Penney, and I would say it's Target and early gymnasium.
I'm picturing Target.
Yeah, Target.
Well, let me put it this way. It is a damn cluttered mess.
Well, who's the mess?
We like to collect things. We are out of the box.
Okay.
We're very freeform.
I'm going to ask a question about that because on set, I noticed that you carry around disposable cameras with you. And I've asked you this before. You don't develop them. You just have them.
Right.
Have you developed them? Have you developed
them? We are 19th century women in a 21st century world.
Have you developed these photos, though?
But
have
even in
the,
I'll tell you, I am developing a few of them now, Maddie. You should.
Oh, good, good,
but
good.
I am so frightened that when that technology leaves me, I'm going to have a million cameras.
You know what I'm worried about?
And Neil got you a digital camera, correct?
I know.
Have you been using it?
Anything.
We still have them, and we're starting to learn.
Have you taken a photo? Have you taken a photo with it yet? Have you taken a photo?
Not yet.
Let's just say no comment. That's fine.
No comment. Okay.
I have a feeling.
It's a surprise for Neil to buy us these cameras. We're learning.
This is something I believe to be the truth about you two and the disposable cameras. Yeah. And I need honesty from you two. Is it true?
Is this true
that your thumb is halfway in every picture and that's why you will not take, you will not
probably
develop them because you do not know to properly take a picture?
Right.
That's
probably what it's my thumb, my hair, anything.
I want to ask something else about your house. I'm very curious. I'm very curious about your house. Two matching Lazy Boy chairs?
Almost.
Kind of. They're not Lazy Boy, but
they're
matching chairs.
And do you sit and watch television together?
Right now.
TV dinner tables?
Well, side by side.
They're not quite. They're really close to each other because we have sort of a little TV table in between.
And then TV dinners, and then you kind of watch TV together and relax?
What shows do you watch? What shows are you watching?
Turner Broadcasting. I love the old movies.
I love the old films. And
I love
PBS.
What about America's Funniest Home Videos? That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen plenty of those.
I think we are America's Funniest Home Videos.
But you're in Canada, you silly Billy.
If you wanted honesty right now,
I
do. We don't have a TV.
What happened?
We don't have a TV. We don't own a TV.
What happened? What's going on?
We're kind of busted and we haven't got a fix. So we have to go over to friends to watch like a series of unfortunate
things. Believe it or not, Anthony, we haven't seen the whole of the
series yet.
No, I believe you haven't. I after I hear about the pictures.
You got to watch it. You got
to
see it.
I know. We hear it's supposed to be a very good series.
So
we've seen a few episodes, and we really do love it.
And we're encouraging Maddie to buy the book. Netflix created a beautiful coffee table book. Amazing of it.
So you've seen the book. You just haven't seen the show is what you're saying.
That is correct, Maddie.
Who
that's Anthony.
We have the book, but we haven't seen the
show. You took the other
that's
way around.
Funny.
What happened to the TV? What the heck happened to the TV?
It got broken.
Who broke it?
It's an old TV. We want to start moving into the 21st century.
Yeah.
We want to get one of these.
I have an idea for you two that I want. If you guys could give me the floor for a second. I have a great idea. You guys, I would love if you guys started a moving company. You show up. The Twins Moving Company and a couple of cuties show up moving people and then replace somebody's new TV with your old TV. And that is an elaborate way to get a TV.
Perfect.
Just say this you lost it.
Idea.
And they're going to fight you
great
too.
Idea.
You're great.
Anthony, could you be our manager?
I'm thinking about it.
There are two guys here in Vancouver called Two Guys with Big Hearts Moving. Yeah, so they do all that stuff.
Well,
cool.
That offends me.
That would be a smart idea.
So
who's the
most influential director that you've worked with, or like someone?
Right now, we love Barry Sonnenfeld.
Well, I would say
Barry Sonnenfeld is a great director.
Jerry Seinfeld, is that what you said?
Who is the guy who directed To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh,
our favorite movie.
Oh.
I don't remember his name, but
we love that film.
Fred Durst?
Our favorite film is To Kill a Mockingbird, so whoever directed that one just moved our hearts completely.
Who's the most...
with the director, I'd say
Barry Sonnenfeld
right now has been... Barry is not only a great director, but he's got a DOP.
Right.
And he has a very quirky sense of talent, and he probably sees with his ears.
He's got an inner vision that is like no one.
I got to ask you guys, this is important. I just realized this, and please, I need emotion. I need truth. Your parents, tell me about them. I know this is going to be good. You love your parents.
My parents were the best parents.
Were they
our
twins?
Our only regret with our parents is that we didn't have them long enough, Anthony.
Oh.
My parents married late in life.
Oh.
And they had a lot of complications on the way.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Finally gave birth to 4 live births, and we appreciated them every day.
Every minute.
And I know they appreciated us. And because they lived life already and they had life experiences, they were never old in our eyes, and they were the most remarkable inspirations in our
lives. How old was your mother when she had you?
No one.
How old was your mother when she had you?
Well, we believe our mother was between 67 and 73.
When she had you?
Was maybe not when she had it.
Oh, I was going to say, what in the Sam Hill?
Her immaculate deception.
That's right.
No, my mother married very late. I mean, my parents married very late.
And my parents came from overseas to come to Canada
and
during wartime. So
they had
birth certificates were had to be made up when they came here.
They had children very late in life.
Yes.
And you have two other siblings. Did I catch that right? There's two others?
Yes, I have an older brother
and a younger sister.
And what are they all about?
Spread between the bread.
What are they all about?
My brother lives here in Vancouver, and my sister... is from the Middle East. She lives in the Middle East.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm visiting her next month.
Oh, you're going to the Middle East.
My niece is graduating. I booked another, Maddie, this is Joycey. I booked another series, so I'm going to be missing
congratulations.
My graduation.
What did you book? Or you can't say it. Maybe she can't
say. Can you
say.
Talk about it? Can you say what
well,
it is?
Yes, I can. Of course. And you can Google it. It's in production. It's called Motherland Fort Salem. It's going to be on ABC Spark/Disney. And
unbelievable.
Fearsome witches who now rule the United States of America. We have an Afro-American female president. And these witches made a pact with the governors of Massachusetts 300 years ago. You don't kill us. We will protect you against foreign and domestic enemies.
Oh, I've heard about this show.
United States of America.
Unbelievable.
And the executive producers.
Our executive producers are Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, among
oh
other
Oh, my
producers.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That's exciting.
We mean you get greenlit, but we shot the pilot last August, and we were greenlit about 2 months ago.
Oh, so you have been greenlit.
I'm in production right now.
Now in production, and
I won't be concluding production first season until the end of August.
And here's how I mean that we're competitive as well as collaborative. Both of us auditioned for that. Joycey got that. And both of us auditioned for Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And I got The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. And I got that. And then we were both guest stars on Charmed.
Charmed, the last episode
wow.
of Charmed.
Wow.
Last episode.
Season of Witches.
Yeah.
This is a whole season of witches.
That
we
is great.
We would love to have a series just for us, but, you know, we're hoping.
I do too.
I hope so, too.
Where there's hope, there's life.
Have you found, are you going to start doing conventions at all?
Yes.
I think we may do our first Comic-Con next month, we believe.
Yeah.
It's not been completely firmed up yet. But
oh, well, if you guys are...
There's a brand new Comic-Con.
Where?
Would like us to be there. It'll be in Vancouver.
Oh, awesome.
It's to support a remarkable, remarkable
charity.
Cause.
It's to support bullying.
Yeah.
The woman puts this on. She lost her daughter a suicide to bullying.
Oh my God.
Unreal.
Online bullying. So
how were you guys with that as children? Were you your twins? Were people cool with you?
Well,
did they tease you?
Well, Anthony, we're educators as well as actresses, and we cannot tolerate bullying. And as twins, because we lived in our own world of two,
we were bullied.
We got plenty of that.
And that wasn't to each other. You didn't bully each other, did you?
No, never.
Maybe here and there.
We were a team of two. But Anthony, we hope that we were never involved in bullying
anybody else.
I couldn't imagine you do that.
Yeah.
It's a cowardly act.
It's awful.
Terrible.
Intolerable act. We
have
to be good to each other.
We do.
I don't know how people can do it. I think...
Yeah.
I've never... I don't even know how you can do it. It makes me uncomfortable.
They're either sociopathic or psychopathic.
And I don't think they've ever been bullied themselves. And I believe that these people have inferiority complexes.
They're frightened.
They're scared. So they what they do is they project away from themselves onto others.
Let me ask you one last question. What advice would you give actors that are just starting out? What would you say to them? Little wise.
Very respectful.
I would say go for it.
Take a risk.
Take educated risks. Be respectful. Appreciate the criticism. Don't take it personally. Take that as a lesson learned. Move forward.
But always remember respect
will
go a long way in business.
It's
and
so
learn,
true.
Learn, learn,
and listen
as you watch.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Listen, if you ever
and
need
I'll let you know when it's out.
Call anytime.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Beautiful.
I'll send you the link when it's
we
out.
Love you both.
We love you both.
We love
can I
you.
Ask you? When will you be in Los Angeles? I'm saying we all have some dinner.
Yes.
I love it. And
okay.
Guess what? Our treat. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
We'll accept.
We'll count you on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a great
our
day.
Love you.
Take care.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank
Bye.
You so much for being
Bye.
You.
Bye.
One song to close us out.
No,
song.
No,
sing us out with a song.
You are my sunshine, our only sunshine. You make us happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear. How much we love crying. We don't take our sunshine away. You're our sunshine, guys. We love you.
We love you very much.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
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 We'll see you guys later.
Okay,
bye. Hey. You hang up first. No,
Anthony can't let
I
go.
I get it weird. Bye, guys.
We'll go one, two, three. We'll go
bye, guys.
One, two, three.
Hey, wait. Three, what are you guys up to? What are you going to do? Where are you going?
One, two, three. Bye.
Hey, guys. What's going on with you guys? I don't like to say goodbye.
Who's blinking first?
You can hang up.
I get emotional when you leave. I'm emotional right now.
You guys, we'll chat later.
Don't hang up.
Bye.
No, you
thank
say
you
bye
so
first.
Much. We're here. We're here.
You can hang up. You can hang up.
I'm
thank
too emotional.
You so much.
Okay.
One more song.
Anthony, bye. I'm going to cover your mouth.
How about one more song for the road?
No.
One more song.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. One more
bye.
Song for the...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Maddie and Anthony. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. And as you as
thank
well.
Goodnight.
And I thank you all. And thank I have one last Alice. Thing I'm going to
no,
share
no,
with you.
No.
I am obsessed with you two. You're so nice. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us. And we're so happy that you're booking things. We're so happy that you're out there doing positive things. And we're so happy that you are.
As you are.
And we wish nothing but absolutely the best for you and your family.
Be
thank
good
you
to
so
other,
much.
Honey, the world is hard. Be good to each other.
I
we
love
will.
It.
Okay.
One
thank
song.
You.
One more song.
No,
I'm kidding.
Thank you.
All right, we'll
bye.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
All right.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
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 No, you hang up. If you like what you just listened to, please, for the love of God, go to our channel on Audioboom and iTunes, like and subscribe, and leave a review. We love reading reviews, good or bad, especially about Maddie. Speaking of interacting, find me on most social media sites. I'm at Anthony DeVries. That's at Anthony DeVries. You can find Maddie, too. He's on the sites as well, at Maddie Carter-Ropel. If stranded on a desert island, and you can only choose to follow one of the two of us, make sure it's me. And as always, bye. Maddie and